In the middle of flickering pages of Action Comics appears the logo Marvel above the words Superhero Adventures. A gust of snowy wind reveals the title Frostfight, covered in icicles. The titles fade into a blue sky over a tropical landscape. A seagull lands on a sign that reads Manuriki Island. Thick ice creeps up the sign, freezing the bird. On the beach, people are frozen under blocks of ice. A thick ice blanket consumes the island, freezing everything in its path. A frost giant bursts from within, raising his arms.
Midgard rejects your frozen villainy, Ymir, ice giant of Niflheim.
The ice will silence you, Thor Odinson.
Yeah, let's talk more rock, Goldilocks.
Thor twirls his hammer, but Hulk hurls a rock at Ymir, who smashes it.
Speak not to me of battle tactics, Hulk. I have fought more...
Iron Man.
Here's my question. Why is an ice giant on Monoriki Island? I mean, it's not really an ice-friendly location, like, say, someplace cold.
Ymir beams ice at Iron Man, who flies overhead, dodging it.
By the way, ice is the perfect weapon because it melts and leaves no evidence. Saw that in a movie, I think.
He lands and shoots lasers from his palms. Ymir turns and blasts him with ice.
What was that movie? Cap, you know what I'm talking about.
Stay on task, Iron Man. We need to find that casket before it's open.
Eternal winter in a box? Nope, not seeing it. Would long summer on a stick work?
Ymir and the casket of ancient winters are as powerful as they are old, Iron Man.
Trifle with them at your peril.
I'm not trifling, Hammer Time. I'm judging. Glacier to go may be big, strong, and handy when the fridge breaks, but even popsicles know to stay in the shade. So why is he here? And how did he get here? I don't know. This doesn't add up. Something's off.
Iron Man flies into Ymir, who punches him into the sky.
And you're off to join it.
Whoa! Iron Man just became Iron Rocket!
Is he okay? Should I tag in? Because I can tag in!
Negative, Reptile. You're here to observe as a trainee. That's what you do on a ride-along.
Technically, it's more of a fly-along.
And I can just power dive into a...
Do not engage, Reptile. Check on the boats out there. That's an order.
Boats? Yes, sir.
Captain America glances at Reptile, who flies over docked boats. Captain Marvel flies close behind.
Don't go too far, kid. We're about to wrap this up.
She spots the casket of ancient winters.
Cap, I have a visual on the casket. It's in Permafrosty's hand.
You make him drop it, Captain Marvel. I'll recover it.
Operation Fumble is a go.
She swoops down.
Time to make some ice scream.
Hulk slams the icy ground, which cracks and shakes. Ymir stumbles. Iron Man soars back down.
Get it? It's a play on words.
Not bad, Hulk. I mean, for you.
Snowball corner pocket.
Captain Marvel launches a fiery pink beam at Ymir, who falls backwards. His fist opens and the glowing blue casket goes flying. Thor throws his hammer at Ymir as Iron Man lands and shoots a laser from his chest. It hits Ymir, who falls to his knees. Hulk punches Ymir in the face and he tumbles across the frozen beach. A sign reads, lifeguard on ice. Ymir's huge limbs stick out of the crushed lifeguard stand. Reptile flies over a frozen marina.
What did I do during the best ice monster beach brawl ever? Boat check. Wait, it looks like... Loki. Guys, it's Reptile! I think I just spotted...
A little busy right now, son.
Loki stands on a boat.
I know, but you've really gotta hear this!
About to lose you.
Ymir covers Captain America in ice, and Reptile's earpiece shuts off.
Well, he did say check on the boat, so... Tagging in!
Reptile swoops down behind Loki.
Drop the scepter, Loki!
Drop the scepter, Loki, or what?
Or I'll... Just drop it!
It's a fair question, Childosaurus. Perhaps you should return when you can answer it.
It's over, Loki! One way or the other!
Yes, even the best laid plans of immortals go awry, thanks to your friends. At least we can agree on that.
Reptile dodges a green bolt from Loki's scepter, and a life preserver falls over his head. Loki raises his scepter, and a green bolt beams upwards, burning a huge purple hole in the sky. Loki chuckles as the hole widens and swirls. Reptile removes the life preserver and looks up.
Hole in the sky!
The rest of the team watches on.
I'm trying to remember all the positives of a big hole in the sky. Nope, there are none.
Okay, Cap. Got a plan for this nightmare?
Cap? Cap?
Ymir stomps towards the still-frozen Captain America. Suddenly, his shield bursts through the ice. Ymir launches an ice spear, but it bounces off Captain America's shield and flies back at his face. As Ymir rubs his eyes, Captain America runs behind him.
Ah, where are you, pesky flea? You can't hide!
Captain America kicks a sharp icicle, and it lands in Ymir's bottom. His eye bulges, and he jolts into the air. Captain America's gaze tracks him as he falls. His huge feet stick out of a sand pile, which steams under the sun. Captain America smiles.
Enough ice follies. Need to secure the casket and the kid.
Reptile holds on tight to the boat as a heavy wind whips around him. Ice pieces are sucked up into the gaping hole in the sky.
Well, I'm afraid this is where you and I part ways, pre-hero. I to a new beginning, and you to oblivion.
Loki raises his arms, and his scepter glows as green lightning radiates from the hole. Big ice chunks lift from the sea and fly upwards. Reptile is whisked over the boat railing, but holds on.
Whoa! I'll tag out now. Anybody want in? No?
The life preserver flies at him, knocking him off the rail. He tumbles through the air towards the hole.
Wait, I can fly.
He extends his arms, flaps them, and they become red dinosaur wings.
I can now flap the sky, NATO, no problem.
Is there any way to do this without hugging?
This hug is saving your life.
Then I'd rather perish.
As would I.
Stop complaining and hug for your life!
Hulk holds his teammates in the wind.
There it is.
Elsewhere, Captain America finds the casket.
Okay, I've got the casket. Now, let's focus on a much bigger problem.
The wind sweeps him away.
Incoming me!
Gotcha!
Oh, hey, Cap. Mystical vortex troubles? Funny, we were just discussing that very topic. Hulk has an interesting theory.
Hulk grabs Captain America's foot as he whizzes by, anchoring him. The wind drags Ymir up into the sky.
Had enough, Skynado?
Ymir is flung into Reptile in the sky, sending Reptile flying. As Ymir is sucked into the hole, Reptile's eyes flutter shut. The hole closes behind Ymir, and the perfect blue sky is restored. Reptile's listless body plummets towards the sea.
Reptile!
He's out cold. Don't worry, I got this. Kid! Wake up! Yeah, no good. Hey, Hulk, how about a little help?
Wake up!
Is that Hulk?
Reptile wakes, then lands on two surfboards on the water. He rides them, wings extended.
Hey, check it out! I'm still alive!
Yeah!
Yeah! I did it!
And I just invented dino boarding.
He crashes into the shore.
And dino crashing.
And full body dino trauma.
Reptile lies with his head in the sand.
Reptile, you alive?
Hulk lifts him by the wing with his thumb and index finger.
For my own core, I will pass out.
Light glows from the base of a jagged mountain. In an icy palace, Ymir sits on his throne as Loki paces.
The Metal One spoke truth. The island's warmth made me weak. It was a poor plan.
It was you that failed, not my plan. You were to open the casket of ancient winters in a remote location so as to avoid detection. Instead, it was a wasted trip.
The meddlers were fortunate.
That may be, but Thor delivers the casket to Asgard for safekeeping as we speak. A new path to conquest must crush all heroic obstacles.
I know a way.
You have an idea. How refreshing.
Ymir grimaces.
Apologies, Lord of Ice. Please continue.
A snowball forms in Ymir's hands. The image of a man appears inside it.
I tell the tale of Yolnir.
Oh, stop. I've heard this tale. Yolnir is a silly legend. His kind and generous winter antics are a fairy tale to amuse Asgardian children and gullible frost giants. It's utter nonsense.
No. Yolnir is nearly as ancient as I am, and just as real.
Images of other creatures appear in the snowball.
Part frost giant, part elf. Yolnir was born with immense power.
Yolnir stands tall.
But instead of using that power to rule, He squandered it on helping those too young and weak to help themselves. Children.
Bearded Yolnir smiles.
Today, Yolnir is better known as Santa Claus. And each winter, he brings gifts to all the children of the Nine Worlds in one night.
He rides a sleigh.
Such a monumental feat is impossible to all but him.
The image fades.
Such power. And if we could harness that power, none on Earth could resist.
Yes, I am well aware of Santa Claus. Santa Claus is beloved, celebrated. Songs are sung in his name. Using him to dominate the very beings that adore him. Well, that is just too devious to resist. I guess there's more to you than snow and ice after all, Ymir. But where will we find him?
If the stories are true, he makes his home in Alfheim, home of the Light Elves.
Elves, of course, I should have known. But if he's as powerful as you say, how could we usurp that power?
We lost one casket, but there is another. The casket of ancient powers. It can transfer even the greatest abilities from one being to another.
An image of a stronger Loki appears.
And like Yolnir, it too resides in Alfheim.
A new path. Misinformation and a reward should flush Yolnir into the open while we seek the casket of ancient powers. If no one else finds him, we will.
And then we will claim his power.
Yes, the hunt is on for Santa Claus.
Loki closes his fist, and the image of himself in the casket of ancient powers vanishes. Ymir raises his fist.
But first, a distraction for our heroic friends.
Loki aims his scepter at the wall. Green lightning beams from it, and a glowing green portal forms. Loki grins and walks towards it. In a thick forest, a green portal appears, and Loki emerges from it. He sees a huge tail behind trees and large spikes above treetops. The green portal vanishes, and the trees in front of Loki are crushed. An enormous dinosaur stands in front of Loki, eyes yellow. It opens its huge mouth and roars through spiky teeth.
You'll do.
Loki points his scepter at the beast, consuming it in a green glow. The dinosaur is sucked into the scepter. In New York City, a tall tower bears the letter A.
Remember your footwork. Again.
Inside, Captain America spars with Reptile while Captain Marvel watches. Reptile swings at Captain America, who dodges all blows and knocks him to the ground.
Again.
Reptile jumps high and raises his dinosaur arm. Then Captain America sweeps his legs out. Reptile lands on his back, then gets to his feet. Iron Man in the background.
Am I still in trouble for going after Loki on my own?
You're not in trouble. You're in training to join this team someday. And that won't happen if you don't learn teamwork.
I tried to tell you. I wanted you to believe in me. I figured if I catch Loki, boom, I'm in the game.
But you don't act alone when you're part of a team. So you're on the bench.
Reptile pouts.
Going a little hard on him, aren't you? He showed guts. Guts count too.
Only when they're paired with brains.
Ah, lighten up, Cap. He stepped up to Loki and he's still here. Gold star for that.
Did young Cap take no for an answer? Did young any of us?
No. And we all made mistakes. Mistakes I'm trying to help him avoid.
He'll learn from the mistakes. We did.
Guys? I'm right here.
He'll be fine. He's a one-man dino band. You know who else had skills like that? Dinosaurs. And look how things turn out for them. Wait. Bad example.
I rest my case.
Guys? Still in the room.
You wouldn't worry so much if you had my new car shine cap. Now pipe down before the kid hears us.
They look up.
Whoa, Thor's back already? That was quick.
No, he said it would take time to secure the casket of ancient winters in Asgard. That was something else.
Captain America and Captain Marvel rush out as Hulk jumps down.
Tell me you didn't use my private bathroom again.
I like your shampoo. Smells like candy canes.
Candy? Hulk, that's not shampoo. That's foot cream.
Iron Man flies off.
I still like it.
Hulk walks out.
Should I come? Guys?
Reptile raises his arms, then hangs his head. Outside, the huge dinosaur that Loki captured stomps through the city streets. It charges over traffic and between buildings. It opens its mouth wide to roar. Iron Man flies towards the scene with Captain Marvel and Captain America.
Tourist? He doesn't look local.
No, but he's making himself at home.
They join Hulk, who snarls on the street.
Not in my house! Nobody makes a mess in my house!
Except you.
Easy, Hulk. First priority is clearing the street. Get everyone out of the lizard zone.
The Beast kicks an RV into the air.
I'm on it!
Iron Man grabs the RV, but the fender pulls off.
Don't worry about the fender. I got that covered.
Hulk leaps towards the plummeting RV, and his face presses on the windshield. The driver screams as Hulk lowers the RV. The dinosaur growls in his side-view mirror. The driver slams on the gas and races off.
You're welcome!
Reptile flies over and looks down at the Beast.
Really? Rampages make us all look bad, extra-large dino noob!
Reptile lands, and the Beast swipes a construction truck towards him with its tail.
Heads up! You do need to work on your reflexes.
Thanks!
You want to walk away or fly away? The flying option involves punching.
The dinosaur roars at Hulk, who punches it into the air.
Have a nice flight!
The Beast falls back onto Hulk.
Back already?
Hulk pushes the Beast, whose tail whacks Hulk through a storefront window. He slides out the other side of the building in a top hat and torn shirt. In the background, the dinosaur stomps between skyscrapers.
Okay, so much for that plan. Captain Marvel, your air support. Iron Man.
Hold up. I've got a way to end this. No rubble required. Reptile, come here.
He beckons Reptile.
What are you doing?
Shh, it's a surprise. Don't ruin it. Kid, bust out your best dino head.
Okay.
Reptile transforms his head.
Does this work?
For a job interview or a date, no. But for this, it's perfect.
Iron Man whistles and the Beast turns. Reptile watches, now with a red dinosaur head.
All right. Look alive, people.
No, give the kid some room.
What? But that thing is...
There's no butt in team. Or something like that. Just trust me.
The Beast stomps towards them, snarling. His shadow slowly covers Reptile.
So what am I doing now?
You're doing it already. Keep it up.
But I'm not doing anything.
Exactly. Don't move.
Don't move? But...
The Beast grabs Reptile, then cradles him.
Oh, hey, it thinks I'm its... Oh, baby!
The dinosaur licks Reptile with its huge, sloppy tongue, then blinks.
Okay, you can stop licking now!
How'd you know that would work?
I didn't. I just wanted to see what would happen. Kidding! It's obvious that that's a she, and motherly instincts are hard to deny.
That was a risky play.
High risk, high reward. It's the only game worth playing.
Worth it for you, maybe. Not for him.
That's what I love about you, Stars and Gripes. Your glass is always half full of sour milk.
The Beast keeps licking Reptile.
Is there a plan to stop the licking? Because I think I'm going to be sick.
On a spaceship, Groot sits behind the controls while Rocket works in an opening.
Eighth time's a charm, pal. Honestly, I feel good about this.
I am Groot.
So when I say punch it, you punch it. Got it?
Rocket tightens a bolt.
And punch it!
Groot presses a button.
Power down!
I am Groot!
Power down! Power down! Power down! Power down!
Rocket stomps out a fire.
Why'd you punch it? Now the electrical's fried! I gotta rewire the whole thing! And I'm out of wire!
Rocket tosses his wrench, which hits a wire, which explodes.
I'm sick of this flying scrap heap. We need a new ship.
I am Groot.
I know new ships cost units.
I am Groot.
I know we don't have any units.
Rocket looks up at his blinking control panel.
But maybe that's about to change. Yolnir, a.k.a. Santa Claus, mass burglary, animal cruelty, stealing cookies from kids. Well, this guy's a real piece of work. And the reward is... Oh, we bagged this guy and we can buy any ship we want. Set a course for this Alfheim place.
The image of Yolnir pops up with the number 25 billion over his face. Groot presses a button and the spaceship flies off. In a forest of candy canes, Loki and Ymir appear.
Ah, Elfheim, the most joyous of the Nine Realms. How can anyone stand a place this happy? Even elves.
Agreed. It's too warm.
Fortunately, our visit will be short. Now, where in this cursed realm is the Casket of Ancient Powers?
Ymir shrugs, and Loki shakes his head.
I suppose we will just have to ask for directions, then.
He raises his scepter, and a beam of light shines. On the tower roof, Thor descends from his own beam of light in front of Captain America.
Captain, is this a hero's welcome, or is treachery afoot?
Hard to say. How'd things go in Asgard?
All's well. The Casket of Ancient Winters is once again in safe hands.
Nothing out of the ordinary?
Well, there was one odd development.
Inside, Iron Man, Hulk, Reptile, and Captain Marvel meet Captain America and Thor.
What's the emergency? Please tell me Loki didn't steal back that icebox.
No. We believe Loki has moved on to a far more sinister plan.
We is an overstatement.
Let's look at the facts. Tony, the lizard attack. Is there some footage you can...
Boom, Jarvis!
We know a creature attacked the city today. And we know that, despite its size and strength, we defeated it easily. Too easily. Thor and I believe...
He believes. I less so.
That Loki sent the creature to distract us from his true scheme, which Thor discovered while in Asgard. Thor?
I thought it less a scheme and more a jest. Loki accuses someone of false crimes and offers a great reward for his capture. Loki's target has many names. In Asgard, he is Mjolnir. Here, he is known as Santa Claus.
Thor laughs. He displays an image of Santa with a reward number over his face.
Red suit, white beard, belly like a bowl full of jelly, drives a flying sleigh. Reindeer with a glow-in-the-dark nose. Woo! A Santa bounty! Too funny. Really? Just Thor and me? Come on, you can't be serious.
Don't I look serious?
Sure, but you always look like that.
For good reason. It may sound funny, but Santa Claus is no joke.
No? Jarvis, can you walk us through the physics of Santa, the simple version?
It would be my pleasure. For simplicity, we'll assume there are 2 billion children on Earth. Using a census average of 3.5 children per home, that's 571 million homes for Santa to visit in only one day, or 31 hours, accounting for time zones and the Earth's rotation. This would require Santa to visit 5,116.5 houses per second, while traveling at 4,043 miles per second between stops. Now, the sheer volume of...
That's enough, Jarvis. Point is, it's impossible. But I knew that as a kid.
Wait.
Not that it takes a genius to figure out this scam is impossible.
Nothing is impossible if you believe.
Reptile, his human head restored, stands in front of Iron Man.
Sorry.
Regardless, it may be that Santa has incredible power, enough to bend space-time.
Loki could use the Casket of Ancient Powers to claim Mjolnir's power. Both are said to be an Alfheim. But this has gone too far. Mjolnir is just a legend, a myth.
Kinda like you, Thor from Asgard?
Fine, maybe this guy's Thor's cousin, but he's not Santa because there is no Santa. I'll take a trip to prove I'm right. Let's go to Alfheim.
Heimdall won't open the Bifrost to mortals for such folly, nor should he.
No problem. We don't need your rainbow bridge when we've got my dimensional gateway transporter bridge thingamajig. I'm still working on the name.
This is a fool's errand.
So stay here. Someone has to work on Plan B, doing Santa's job if something goes wrong. You can do that with Hulk.
Ho, ho, ho! We'll have a holly jolly time!
Your device is real?
We're going on a Santa quest and you're asking if my tech is real?
Fine. Has it been tested?
Sure. Phase one of testing started now.
Iron Man presses a button and a steel door gives way to a swirling purple portal.
Joy to another world, huh, kid?
Yes! We're gonna meet Santa Claus!
Reptile pumps his fist. In the candy cane forest, an armored elf with arrows on his back rides a reindeer towards a cloaked man with a staff. The man looks up.
Are you well, sir? Do you require aid?
Oh, who takes pity on these old cold bones?
Commander Athedel of the Emerald Guard, at your service.
The man's cloak disintegrates.
Loki!
Good eye, Commander Athedel. So kind of you to offer help. But I fear you are in far greater need of it than I.
Ymir appears behind Athedel and freezes his hands under a block of ice. Athedel and his reindeer fall to the ground.
Now, would you mind directing us to the nearest casket of ancient powers? And I'm afraid we're in a bit of a rush.
Elsewhere.
Look, I'm just saying I know Santa Claus. The stories, the songs, all the reindeer names. I'm a Santa freak. And that could be a big help on this mission.
This isn't a training mission.
I know. No one gets what's at stake here more than me. Santa has to be saved. That's why I want to go. Need to go. And hey, if I meet Santa and become his best friend, I'm fine with that.
I'm sold. Too bad it's not my call.
No, it's mine. And I'm afraid I've made it. We'll resume your training when this is resolved, Umberto.
I'm surprised, Cap. The kid believes in this stuff. I believe it's a sham. At the very least, his attitude offsets mine. If there was ever a mission for him to join, this is it.
Fine, fine. He can go.
Really?
Yeah, really?
Really. As your shadow.
Ooh, walked into that one.
Yes! I promise you won't regret this. Unless I screw up. Which I won't.
If you do, you'll never see Earth again. Just kidding. Iron high five!
Reptile winces.
What I don't get is, if you think this trip's a loser, why make it happen?
Because I'm always right, and it's my duty to prove that.
Or you have no holiday plans.
Because I'm selfless, too. We're clear for takeoff. By the way, there's a small chance we'll get separated, and by we, I mean our molecules.
What's the likelihood of this gizmo actually getting us to Alfheim?
100%.
The likelihood of reaching Alfheim safely is 78%.
He pauses.
Which, if you round up, is basically 100%. Not cool, Jarvis. We agreed to use fuzzy math.
I said math. You added fuzzy.
Reptile chuckles before following Iron Man, Captain America, and Captain Marvel into the portal. They arrive in a dense forest of trees with cookies on their branches.
Wait, are those cookie trees?
Yeah, they look good. But I just lost my appetite.
Reptile reaches for a cookie, but arrows whiz down.
See? Safe and sound. Sure, there's an army of angry archer elves targeting us, but we get souvenir glow arrows. That's a win in my book.
I am Meletri, captain of the Emerald Guard. You will release Commander Athedel by the count of three. One.
Wait a sec, we don't have this, Commander.
Cap, let me handle this.
Forsooth, good Meletrio, Light Elf of the Light Elves. We know not of whence hence you speak. We instead seek to query you on a quandary most dire.
Arrows fly.
Your mockery is a path that leads only to woe, armored interloper, for you.
No, no, my sprightly comrade, your pointieth ears hath mistruneth the words coming from mine yon lips, and... Look, ear kebabs, fancy talk isn't my thing, but you'd love my pal Thor. Why didn't we bring Thor again? This is right in his wheelhouse.
I grew weary of this one's prattle. Dispatch him.
You don't want to fancy talk it out? Fine. Dispatch this.
He shoots down the arrows.
Wait. Where'd he go?
Meletri whacks Iron Man from behind. Captain America throws his shield.
Emerald Guard, capture them! By any means necessary!
Captain Marvel flies upwards. Captain America flings his shield. Iron Man shoots lasers, and Reptile hits an archer with his dino tail.
Time to separate the boys from the other boys.
Captain Marvel stares down at the Emerald Guard, dodging arrows, then throws down a blast of energy. A purple explosion spreads through the cookie trees. The smoke clears.
Whoa, let's start over. We're here to protect Santa Claus. You call him Yolnir.
The Emerald Guard protects Yolnir. We do not require the help of Outlanders.
The point is, same team. The other team, Loki and Ymir, they have a head start.
Loki and Ymir are a most treacherous threat. A threat we are more than able to counter on our own.
I believe you. It's not like your commander is missing or anything.
Meletri scowls.
Loki and Ymir may be using your commander to find the casket of ancient powers. If so, we need to work together and get there first.
Sing it, Cap.
Why would we trust Outlanders?
Because Santa's safety is at risk. Nothing else matters.
Reptil flashes a smile at Meletri, who looks to the rest of the team.
Follow us.
The teammates exchange a look.
How'd you do that?
No idea. Pretty cool though, right?
They must think you're an elf. Easy mistake.
Thor and Hulk walk through the decorated city.
I remain perplexed.
By what?
Why a sleigh? Why reindeer? And why must the gifts all be delivered in one night?
Oh, it's the holidays.
And you like this?
Like it? I love it. Want to know why?
Yes, that's what I've been asking you to explain for hours.
Okay, this is why Christmas rocks. You've heard of Santa, right?
Are you mocking me, Hulk?
Okay, just making sure for your sake. So there's Santa, and presents, which kids love, of course. Anyway, now Santa, he can fly, and presents can be anything. A toy pony, a real pony, or anything. Not just ponies. Maybe I should start over. Nah, I'll keep going. So there's Santa, and then there's presents. Did I say that already? I can't remember. Also, there's songs, cookies, sleigh bells, sweaters, pine trees, big socks, snowmen, pie, and then... Boom!
Hulk smacks his hands together.
It's the next morning, and you're sitting on a brand new pony!
That was of no help whatsoever, Hulk.
In a forest filled with gingerbread men, Rocket and Groot climb out of their ship.
Looks like you picked the right wormhole for Alfheim, Groot. I owe you a burrito.
I am Groot.
What kind of twisted fever dream is this place?
He scans the gingerbread men with a screen.
What, do they grow gingerbread men here?
I am Groot.
Yeah, you would like it.
Groot follows Rocket down a path.
File says this Yolnir slash Santa guy drives a sleigh. So, find the sleigh, find Santa.
Rocket studies the image of a sleigh on his screen. Groot stops and looks at a gingerbread man, whose head moves. Groot bends and stares, then picks a candy button off the cookie man. He stands and lifts it to his mouth.
Hey, don't eat that! It's probably stale!
Groot looks away and opens his mouth, but the gingerbread man punches him in the jaw. Groot rubs his face as the gingerbread man puts his button back on. Groot punches the cookie into pieces.
I am Groot!
The gingerbread man's frosting eyes blink on the ground, looking at the pieces of himself. Groot looks around as a mob of gingerbread men marches forward.
Great. See what you did? You made the gingerbread rise. Well, only one thing to do when you're stuck in a cookie jar. Chew him up!
Rocket grabs a gun from his back and shoots down huge tree branches, which fall on the gingerbread men. Groot grabs the gingerbread man and throws him into the oncoming cookies, smashing them into pieces. Rocket shoots more cookies, and a gingerbread head rolls past.
There, nothing but crumbs. What, the sprinkles? Perfect. Zombie cookies.
A gingerbread body grabs the head.
Let's run, run, fast as we can!
Rocket jumps on Groot's back, and they hurry away from the charging, mangled gingerbread men. The huge Ymir pushes through the narrow walls of an ice cave, led by Loki and Athedel.
Cursed cave!
Athedel, if the casket is much further, Ymir may share his discomfort with you.
Our destination is near.
Wretched rocks!
I hope so. For your sake.
Elsewhere in the cave.
Think we'll find the casket before Loki? What happens if they find it first?
With Meletri.
And how far do these tunnels go?
No one knows. Those who venture too far or lose their way never return.
Glad I asked.
I'm not.
Me neither. Should we be leaving a trail of breadcrumbs? Or flares, maybe?
Less talk, more walk, people.
Elsewhere, Athedel stops his captors.
There. There is what you seek.
That's it? The casket of ancient powers? You leave it unguarded?
Loki jabs him.
No. The casket's ward is the Eurokraken.
And where is the Eurokraken now?
Where he always is. Beneath our feet.
A huge creature with many tentacles pushes through the ground below the casket's altar. Loki stares as a clawed tentacle snatches Ymir, who struggles. Another tentacle swats Loki. Athedel watches, his hands still bound by ice.
And he's never been fond of uninvited guests.
Elf world is on a fault line?
The cave shakes around the heroes.
Whoa! No one said anything about tunnel quakes.
That disturbance was caused by the movement of the Eurokraken.
Eurokraken? Sounds delightful. What is it?
The Eurokraken is a great ancient beast that skulks in the rocky depths. It is a friend to the Light Elves, and jealously defends the casket of ancient powers from all who dare seek it.
That means Loki's found the casket. Let's move!
The Eurokraken flails wildly, and Ymir beams ice at the tentacles, freezing them.
Backfile tentacles!
They break free easily. Athedel grins as they swoop down again.
This creature is relentless!
And rude. Very rude.
Loki zaps the Kraken with green lightning, but a tentacle grabs him.
Stupid! Bad!
Alfheim protects Yolnir against all trespassers.
Huh? Athedel breaks his ice cuffs.
Your fates were sealed the moment you dared plot against him. I bid you farewell on your journey to oblivion.
Loki uses his scepter to zap the tentacle wound around him. It glows green and drops him. Loki plants his scepter in the ground, and the Kraken glows bright green, then suddenly lowers its tentacles.
Even the most savage beast can learn manners when given the proper motivation.
Athedel lunges with his bow, but Ymir blasts him back with a thick beam of ice. The Eurokraken sinks under the ground. Loki steps towards Athedel, who is frozen within an ice block, save his face and one hand.
You say?
Use care. If you open the casket without a target, it will siphon your powers.
As I assumed, I haven't made it this far on charm alone, cold friend.
You will never reach Yolnir, and even if you do, he is far too powerful for you.
That, my stalwart Santa sentry, is why we needed the box.
Loki holds the casket, a steel head with blue eyes, then aims his scepter at the cave walls, which crumble.
Fool! You'll trap us all!
Wrong again. This just isn't your death.
Loki draws a green portal with his scepter, and he and Ymir vanish.
No!
The heroes run through the cave.
Get clear!
Biggest tremor yet. We're almost there.
Or it's already here.
They reach the altar and light beams upwards from the ground as the Eurokraken rises. The team assumes a fighting stance.
Loki sent us a present.
Its enormous mouth opens as its tentacles descend on the team.
Why can't I ever be wrong?
A tentacle reaches for the group, and they attack. The soldiers of the Emerald Guard stand by as larger-than-life shadows of the heroes flicker on the walls of the cave, each member in a different combat pose.
Keep pushing! There has to be a weakness!
Athedel blows a decorated instrument, and the Eurokraken recoils. Its tentacles slink away.
Apparently it's called a whistle!
Iron Man gestures.
You trained the Eurokraken?
This relic held sway over the Eurokraken when we found it. We know not how, but we remain grateful for its existence.
You and us both.
What happened to Loki and Ymir?
They escaped with the casket and left me sealed in. Fortunately, my knowledge of the hidden passages allowed me to escape.
These tunnels have secret tunnels? That's just too much tunnel.
They're on the move. Where is Yolnir?
Yolnir calls the top of Mount Jolly home.
Of course. I was gonna guess that.
We need to get there, now.
The Emerald Guard does not allow outlanders on Mount Jolly.
Yep, tell that to Freezy and Sleazy.
We will. Vigorously.
Look, this isn't a turf war. We want to help.
And since you coughed up that power box, seems like you guys could use it.
Meletri draws his bow.
Think it over, Longbow Short Fuse.
Thank you. But we decline your offer.
It's not an offer. There's too much at stake. We're going. You don't have to help us, but we won't let you stop us.
Athedel eyes Captain America, then raises his hand and makes a fist. Meletri lowers his bow.
Yay! Happy ending.
Sorry, excuse me. Pardon me.
The heroes walk off.
How could you let them pass?
What we began, our brothers will finish.
Meletri grins. Meanwhile, Thor and Hulk enter a toy store.
Season's greetings! I'm Nicholas, store manager. But please, call me Nick. What can I help you find today?
We seek playthings and trinkets of amusement for the children of this world.
Ho, ho, ho! You're in the right place! Toy to the World has the widest selection of toys in the world. Toy cars, toy planes.
Why does this man seem familiar?
Because he looks like Santa Claus?
No. Toy saws, toy clocks. Nick, have we met in the past?
No. I'd remember you.
The laugh? The beard? Come on, Santa Claus.
Nick, have you ever journeyed to Asgard?
Is that overseas?
Yes, overseas, land, space, and time.
Santa Claus!
Hulk makes him wave.
Of course! The resemblance is uncanny!
So, are you looking for a specific toy?
Yeah, all of them.
Indeed. We require every toy you possess. Charge it all to Tony Stark. And you, Nick. I believe we require you as well.
Nick gestures to himself wide-eyed. Wearing a Santa costume, Thor put on him. In the candy cane forest, Rocket watches as a figure whose face is wrapped in a scarf speeds by in a sleigh. Rocket hops over to Groot.
That's him. Rotten little life crook. Let's grab him quick and quiet and get out of this snow globe. Place gives me the creeps. And stop eating those gumdrops.
Groot chews and moans. The figure's scarf billows as the sleigh powers forward. Rocket steps into its path with a large gun.
End of the trail, Santa Claus!
The sleigh comes to a stop. Groot's arm stretches and wraps around the figure, who squirms. Rocket aims the gun.
Nothing personal, just business. You're worth a whole lot of loot to somebody. Actually, it is a bit personal. Taking cookies from kids? How do you sleep at night?
The figure struggles.
What? Groot, lose the scarf.
The scarf falls and a woman is revealed.
I said, I'm afraid you've got the wrong claws. I'm Mrs. Claus, Santa's wife.
Rocket hits his head.
Oh, you gotta be kidding me.
Groot frees her.
Oh, I wish. Oh, but I'm not much of a jokester. Not like you two. I mean, this prank. What a hoot. I'm so sorry I spoiled it.
Prank?
Sure. Pretending to be bandits, leaping out to catch Santa. Delightful. Hop in. I'll give you a ride to our place. Santa loves it when old friends drop by.
Rocket pauses.
Yeah, we're old friends here to play a prank on Santa. You saw right through us. Come on, Groot. This sweet old lady's gonna help us bag her husband.
They hop in the sleigh.
So, how far are we?
The back of the sleigh lights up and it zooms forwards. Loki and Ymir sit at the base of a snowy tree by a cluster of decorated pines.
We know Yolnir is up there. Why do we cower here like rodents?
Ymir steps towards Loki.
I'm unable to open a portal on that mountain. It's shrouded in magic. Yolnir's magic. And there are certainly more defenses than the light elves we see. So why confront them ourselves when we can let our willing decoys do it for us?
What decoys?
Those decoys. Heroes. They're more reliable than clocks.
He points at the heroes, approaching the Emerald Guard.
Halt! Come no closer!
We have no choice. We need to reach Yolnir before it's too late. Stand down.
You give no orders here, Outlander.
Maybe we should let Umberto talk. That worked last time. Just an idea.
It's okay, guys. If I was identical to everyone around me, I'd be tense too. Now, take a hike. So, you know, we can take a hike.
An arrow explodes at Iron Man's feet.
So, Santa's elves make toys and weapons.
They draw more arrows.
Want to let Umberto talk now?
Might be too late.
Agreed. We're past talking. Reptile, stay close to Iron Man.
Captain America knocks out several elves with his shield.
Try to keep up, kid. Last one at the top cleans up the mess.
They fly upwards.
Go easy. We're on the same side.
Not sure they got that memo.
Iron Man shoots down arrows, then cuts the trunk of a huge tree with a laser beam. It falls towards the Emerald Guard.
Get clear!
Captain Marvel dodges arrows.
Yeah, they're not blowing kisses at us.
The elf soldiers shoot at Reptile in the sky. He deflects the arrows.
Incoming at 1 o'clock. 3 o'clock. 10 o'clock. 7. 8 and 9.
Got it, kid. Round the clock, arrow-rama.
Iron Man gets hit by an exploding arrow.
Propulsion's offline. Going down.
Iron Man's suit smokes as he nosedives. He slides through several elf archers and lands in a pile of snow. Captain America walks over. Iron Man gives a thumbs up.
I'm okay.
Good. Stay put.
No problem, since I can't move.
More archers take aim.
Air support headed your way.
Archers shoot at Captain America, and Captain Marvel throws energy blasts at them.
Slow down, fellas.
Captain Marvel, boost.
He jumps off of Iron Man.
Got it.
Captain Marvel launches Captain America higher with an energy blast. He rides his shield towards a cottage, but the Eurokraken leaps up in front of it.
Reptile, tail!
Reptile swoops down beside him.
What? Did you say tail or whale? Tail! Got it!
Captain America grabs Reptile's tail and swings over the Kraken's tentacles. He lands in front of the cottage and jumps onto its front deck.
Something's happening!
He jiggles the door knocker. The Kraken tentacles sink into the ground. The cottage disappears in a burst of blue light.
Santa's gone.
I can't believe it.
Looks like Dirt Squid called it a day, too. I guess they're a holiday package deal.
The Emerald Guard walks up behind the team, bows and arrows drawn. The team turns.
Too bad the elves weren't part of that package.
So we're not gonna meet Santa?
On a city rooftop, Nick sits in a sleigh dressed like Santa next to Hulk. Thor leads fake reindeer.
I'm not so sure this is a good idea, guys.
Nonsense, Nick. You were born for this endeavor. In this sleigh, you will bring hope and joy to children everywhere.
Oh, well, that sounds pretty good.
Hulk pats his back.
Are we ready for a test flight?
Sky looks clear, and your helmet wings look like antlers if you squint.
Thor pivots, and Hulk smiles.
Wait, flight? That was a joke, right?
Flying terrifies me!
Thor spins his hammer and pulls the sleigh skyward in Alfheim.
You will wait for Commander Athedel.
No, thank you. No more waiting. It's time to say goodnight. Follow my lead.
Wait, please, just hear me out. You elves are sworn to protect Santa. But Santa's gone, so we're all good, right?
The elves keep their arrows trained on the heroes, then lower their weapons.
Whew. Seriously, what is that? Dino hypnotism?
You think I know? No one listens to me. You don't listen to me.
It's not personal. Who listens to kids?
We do. And the young one speaks true. Yolnir has departed, eliminating the cause for conflict between us. You're free to go.
Yeah, I get that part, but why do you guys only listen to the kid?
The greater the youth, the greater the truth.
Indeed, youth is an asset. The young are dear to Yolnir, but more importantly, we Light Elves can sense who believes in Yolnir and who does not. Umberto believes, and we trust the words of a believer.
How do you know my name?
You think I know?
So where is Yolnir? Where did he go?
The time of giving, when Yolnir distributes gifts to the children of the Nine Realms, is at hand. It begins on the world closest to ours, Midgard, in a remote location of Yolnir's choosing.
I believe you call it the North Pole.
Ha! I knew it!
That's Loki's next target. We need to get there now.
Regretfully, we cannot join you. Per Yolnir's wishes, our duties end when the time of giving begins.
So even Santa's elves get the holidays off, but not us. Nice.
Evil doesn't observe holidays. Let's roll.
Isn't this a hoot?
Elsewhere, Mrs. Claus steers her sleigh down a hill, Groot and Rocket in the back.
I am Groot!
What's that?
They speed towards a ramp.
It's a ramp!
Fly! Groot covers his eyes. They launch upwards, and Mrs. Claus raises her arms. Rocket holds his head, screaming as they fly. They land on a mountaintop and slide to a stop. Groot and Rocket hold on to the sleigh, teeth gritted and eyes bulging.
Here we are!
The snowy landscape is empty.
Oh, snickerdoodles! We must have just missed him. Don't worry. I know where he is. I'll have us there in no time.
Rocket leaps out of the sleigh.
I mean, no, you've been so kind. We've imposed enough on you. We have a ship. If you could just tell us where we can find him.
A ship? How wonderful! I've always wanted to fly a ship. Let's go!
In a snowy field, Loki and Ymir emerge at a green portal.
It was thoughtful of Yolnir to depart. This mountain now yields before my
Loki
magic.
And Ymir!
Stand down or perish!
Hear me out. I have a proposition. Come with me to Midgard. Help me claim Yolnir's powers, and I will reward you in ways your former master never did.
You'll find no evil minions here, fiend. The Emerald Guard will never conspire with you.
Oh, very well, if you insist, we can just do it the easy way.
Loki strikes his scepter into the ground. It radiates green energy, and the elves of the Emerald Guard glow green, jerking and shaking with open mouths. Loki watches, grinning.
See? Now we're all friends.
Over Alfheim.
No sign of Santa's cottage on my end.
No activity on the thermal sensors.
Nothing here either.
You still cold, kid?
Of course. He's cold-blooded.
No! I'm fine!
Okay, let's land, get more layers on Umberto, and search the forested areas on foot. We're gonna need more bodies. I'll signal Thor and Hulk.
On Thor's sleigh, Nick screams.
I suspect Santa Claus would smile more and shriek less, Nick!
Nick breathes into a paper bag as Thor pulls the sleigh through the air.
Ah, better. Now, aim true, Hulk. Let's deliver some gifts. Toys away!
Hulk grabs bright boxes with ribbons from the back of the sleigh and throws them. The sleigh crosses in front of a full white moon as the boxes zoom down. They streak down like fireballs and explode upon landing near houses.
With less force. Sorry, I'll turn down the heat for you.
Elsewhere.
So, I'm the only one who finds it convenient that Santa's house vanished right when we found it? This is a prank, and those elf-alikes are in on it.
Maybe, but we can't take that chance. If Santa is out here, we need to find him before Loki does.
Wait up! Moving is tricky in all these clothes, but I got it. I got it. Whoa!
Reptile loses his balance in his thick garments.
Got it again. Hello? Is anybody out there?
Unless he doesn't want to be found. If Santa's the powerhouse they say he is, he could be walking in this winter wonderland with us and we'd never know.
Another reason why this is pointless. Not that we needed another reason.
Do you have some place you'd rather be tonight?
Yes! Don't you?
Hey, simmer down, fellas. Landing on the naughty list won't fix this.
There is no naughty list, because there is no Santa.
Guys? Maybe it's just that my eyeballs are frozen? But look, is that Santa's house? Santa's nice, cozy, warm house?
Santa? Santa Claus? You in here?
A house.
Empty. But he's gotta be close. Let's fan out. 2-mile perimeter. Maintain constant contact with...
Heat.
Reptile runs towards the living room fire.
Oh, yeah. That's the stuff.
The team watches as he takes off his puffy suit and warms his backside.
On second thought, I could use a moment to warm up. Reptile, make room.
Really?
In space.
Getting awfully close to those asteroids!
Thank you so much for letting me fly your ship. It's always been a little dream of mine.
Oh, it's my pleasure. But we need to steer away from those asteroids.
Ah, looks like fun. Let's live a little!
They fly through asteroids.
I'd actually rather live a lot, which is why I don't want to squeeze through that gap!
So Santa was expecting your visit?
No, it was last minute. Business opportunity, look out! Popped up! Lots of money, pull up! To be made.
And you want to make a lot of money?
I absolutely want it! That's our ticket to a new ship!
What's wrong with this ship? Seems like it runs just fine.
Thanks to me, and I'd like to keep it that way. No, we're not gonna make it!
Mrs. Claus steers the ship through a tiny gap between several converging asteroids. Groot sits in the co-pilot seat, and Rocket catches his breath on the floor.
You worry too much. Santa was the same way until he made giving gifts to children his life's work.
He looks to Groot.
Come again?
He spends all year preparing for tonight. Every child, who they are, where they are, what they want, all those gifts, and then, boom, he delivers every single present himself in one night.
Santa does this. Santa Claus.
Of course. Who else? Now, I tell him, spread it out over a few weeks or months, and he refuses. You know why? Because he doesn't want to make even one child wait.
And he gets nothing in return.
That's not how he sees it. He says the joy of giving is the greatest gift of all. And that's why I love him.
Rocket cocks his head and blinks. Groot stares, jaw slack.
I am Groot.
You're right, pal. It looks like we do have this one all wrong.
The ship flies off. At Santa's house.
Unbelievable.
Captain Marvel sips from a mug.
Best hot chocolate ever. This is exactly how Santa's hot chocolate should taste.
All part of the charade.
What are you looking for over there?
Cameras. We're probably being filmed for some prank show. Holly Jolly Follies or something like that.
Why are you so down on Santa Claus?
A better question is, why aren't you more down on him, kid?
Reptile grins.
Memories. Some of the best I have. My parents were paleontologists. We spent a lot of time on digs, living in tents.
Young Reptile digs with his parents.
Space was tight, so toys were a luxury.
He plays with a dinosaur toy.
One year, I lost my favorite. I was scared to tell my parents, so I wrote to Santa asking for a new one.
He writes a letter.
That morning, I wake up.
He smiles.
Our tent's a jungle, and there's toy dinos everywhere.
He plays with his parents.
We spent all day in there, just playing. I still have every one of those dinosaurs.
Little me was obsessed with planes. I'd never been in one, but I loved them. One year I asked Santa for a top-of-the-line F-15 model kit, but I didn't get it. Instead, I got tickets to an air show where I got to sit in the cockpit of a real F-15.
Young Captain Marvel grins.
That's when I knew I'd be a pilot.
I was a big fan of baseball as a kid. But I wasn't athletic, so I was never picked for a team by the other kids. When I wrote to Santa, I didn't ask for toys. I asked for a chance to play. I got a brand new bat and ball that year, items my family couldn't afford. And they were my ticket into the game.
Young Captain America beams.
I was awful. I couldn't throw, catch, or hit.
He smiles in the present.
And I loved every second of it.
Okay, I'll play your little reindeer game. I was 6 when I told my dad I didn't believe in Santa Claus. My dad suggested I take it up with Santa. So I did. I wrote to Santa and told him to keep his presents. All I wanted was proof that he was real. After the holidays, the letter came back unopened. It was marked undeliverable. So I tore it up and threw it away. Because I had my proof, there's no Santa.
You don't need proof to believe.
Maybe you don't, kid, but I'm a scientist at heart. Always have been. And that means I won't believe it until I see it.
He squints his eyes. Outside, green lightning blasts the house.
Get down!
The team ducks from an explosion. Iron Man blocks Reptile with a table. Green lightning strikes the base of the house, then a plume of smoke bursts through the roof. Outside, Loki holds his scepter and smirks.
I grow weary of waiting. Where is Yolnir? Where is your Santa Claus?
Do you really think we'll tell you, Loki?
That really would be ideal.
He points up, and the Emerald Guard behind him shoot arrows towards the heroes. Captain Marvel leaps up and throws purple energy rings at the arrows. Iron Man launches upwards and shoots the arrows down. Captain America throws his shield at Loki, and Reptile snaps the elves' bows with his wings.
Double down on Blizzard King!
Iron Man and Captain Marvel shoot at Ymir, who blocks himself with an ice wall. Captain America glares at the elves, then jumps up and knocks one down. He punches two out of the way, and another charges him head on. Captain America blocks the elf's sword with his shield, then kicks him in the face. He looks up to see arrows whizzing down and protects his head with his shield. He lunges to the side, then turns to face three archers with aimed arrows.
Need a hand, Cap? Or maybe a tail?
Captain America grabs Reptile's tail, and they fly out of danger.
You're catching on, Umberto.
I've always learned fast. In third grade, I...
Reptile is hit with ice. He and Captain America crash to the snow. Captain Marvel and Iron Man are also hit with ice and fall next to their teammates.
Ymir, freeze them slowly. Perhaps they'll talk before the cold steals their breath.
Indeed. Ice is the bringer of truth.
Ymir extends his hand, and a cage of ice spears rises around the heroes.
What treachery is this?
Fireballs strike down the elves. Loki dodges one, then picks it up. It's a bright box.
Presents?
A fiery explosion sends him flying. More presents rain down. Then a huge sack of gifts lands. Thor's hammer breaks the hero's ice cage, then flies back to him in front of his sleigh.
Ha ha ha! Your aim is much improved, Hulk.
Call me Santa Hulk.
Now this is a worthy holiday tradition. Glorious battle!
Glad he could join us.
Wait, is that... Did you find...
Santa Claus? Nay, this is our friend Nick. He is a most convincing doppelganger.
And he's as close as we're gonna get.
Oh, I hope not, for the sake of the boy. Deliver Santa to me, or I deliver your young friend to his doom.
You won't do it, Loki.
Wrong! I will do whatever it takes to prevail. That is what gives me the advantage over you, heroes.
End this madness, brother.
I'm about to, brother.
Reptile, down!
Loki holds Reptile, who ducks as Captain America throws his shield. Iron Man and Captain Marvel shoot. Thor throws his hammer, and Hulk throws a tree. Loki blocks himself with a green force field, then grabs Reptile.
Last chance. Find Santa Claus.
Ho, ho, ho! No need to look for that which is found.
Santa stands tall.
It's him. It's really him. It's him. It's Santa Claus.
Deck the halls.
Santa, look out!
Loki shoots green lightning, but Santa brushes it away.
Ho, ho, ho!
You can control space-time.
And you can be nice, Loki, but you choose to be naughty. Will you change your ways?
Oh, I will change.
With your help.
He throws Reptile and opens the casket. Green light beams from it and hits Santa in the chest, raising him in the air. The heroes watch as Santa glows green, frozen, then falls to the ground. Loki laughs.
No!
Santa's shoulders sag. Reptile sprouts dinosaur limbs and flies towards him.
I got your back, Santa!
No, Reptile!
He knocks Santa out of the green glow.
A touching display, Dino Child, but the casket was too quick and you too late.
Come on, Santa. Say it with me. Ho, ho, ho.
The power of Santa Claus!
He holds the casket.
All mine!
Captain America's shield knocks the casket away.
You mortal insects! Time is about to pass you by!
Loki speeds towards them, just a blur, his legs moving fast. The heroes charge at him in slow motion, and Loki easily passes them by. Loki raises his hand and zaps Captain Marvel with green lightning. The explosion knocks Hulk down. Thor reaches out his hand, but Loki is already behind him. He whirls around him like a tornado, and Thor drops to the ground. Captain America and Iron Man go flying, landing in the snow.
Oh, so much power. The perfect present.
Hope you kept the receipt, because you're returning that gift.
Loki traps them.
Or exchanging it, depending on store policy.
Your might can overcome many things, my friends. But I fear a rift in the very fabric of existence is not one of them.
A green bubble restrains the team. Nearby, Reptile holds Santa.
Santa, you gotta wake up. We need you. I've always believed in you. I'm not gonna stop now.
Santa's eyes open. Meanwhile, the green bubble shrinks around the team.
Farewell, heroes. Take comfort in knowing Loki's Earth would not be to your liking.
Nick.
Earth isn't yours just yet, Loki.
I'll admit you have spirit, Santa. But spirit is no more useful than your hat.
Bubble pops.
What? How?
If there's belief, there's Santa Claus. Thanks for filling in, Nick. Phew, did my best. I'm no you, Santa.
You could have fooled me, Nick. It's like looking in a mirror.
Reptile holds Santa up.
I have your immense power, and you can barely stand. You're no match for me.
He is with our help. And like me, you owe Santa an apology.
Iron Man shoots at Loki. Hulk smashes the ground, and the Emerald Guard falls flat. Loki shoots green lightning, and the team charges.
I should be at home right now!
Captain Marvel blasts Loki with purple energy, and he falls on his face. As he gets up, Thor's hammer strikes him. Captain America disarms the Emerald Guard with his shield. Then Hulk punches them away, growling. The remaining elf runs off, and Hulk swipes his hands together.
Don't let up! He's too dangerous!
Iron Man shoots down at Loki, and Captain Marvel attacks from the side. Captain America hits Loki in the face with his shield, and Hulk towers behind him. Loki goes flying into a tree and falls.
Put the bow on him, kid.
Loki rises to his knees as Reptile flies at him.
Here's a couple presents just for you, Loki!
Reptile swoops low, then throws a double uppercut at Loki's chin. As he does, his dinosaur wings transform to human fists, and Loki goes flying. He lands at the base of a tree and snow falls on his head. Later, Thor and Hulk make a snowman.
Your minds are once again free from Loki's tyranny, elves of Alfheim. And that is what the holidays are all about.
I got a confession to make. I pushed for you to come along to mess with Cap.
I know. But I still wanted to prove I deserve to be on this team someday.
And you did. I was wrong, you were right. You weren't a trainee today. You were one of us, a hero. You did good, Umberto.
Reptile high-fives Iron Man with a dinosaur hand.
Ow.
The Emerald Guard now controls you, Loki.
Athedel extends his hand. Yellow light surrounds Loki and he rises. The elves lead him away.
Anyway, it's a true honor to finally meet you, Santa. Sir, did I say that already?
The honor is mine, Umberto.
Reptile smiles up at Santa, then hugs him.
Are you okay, Mr. Claus?
It's Santa, Steve. Feeling stronger by the second. I'm a bit behind schedule, but I'll make do. I always have.
And you will tonight, because we're gonna help. It's the least we can do. It's the least I can do for doubting you.
Oh, don't be too hard on yourself, Tony. Even your brain can't be right all the time.
So we can help? 'Cause I've been practicing.
Why not? The more, the merrier.
Ymir crawls from beneath the sack of gifts.
Blooded wretches! Ice conquers all!
Huge spiky icicles rise from the ground, surrounding the team. Captain Marvel flips away from one. Iron Man pushes Nick out of one's path. Reptile dodges one, Thor is thrown, and Captain America's arm is trapped. Ymir extends his hand and more icicles close around them. Rocket and Groot's ship appears in the sky and shoots down at Ymir, who falls under his own icicles. The ship blasts apart the team's ice cage, and they stagger to their feet. Santa stands with his hands on his hips as the spaceship hovers to a stop close above. Mrs. Claus waves.
Hi, honey!
And there's the missus! Hello, dear!
See, Rocket, you saved everyone from that awful ice giant. Isn't giving wonderful?
Yeah, feels pretty good. It would feel a lot better in a new ship, though.
Later, Santa stands outside his house with the team.
Shall we? Wait, how do I look?
Santa looks at Nick and fixes his beard.
Not bad, Nick. Oh. Not bad at all.
Ho, 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 ho! Is this sleigh new, Santa?
Yes, my gift to me. You okay, Nick?
Nick holds on to the rail of Santa's huge, shining sleigh.
I'm giving him a new car.
Slow down time with Santa's powers. Fa-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra. Years of work gets done in hours. Fa-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra. This is the mark. Fa-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra. Please send a bill to Tony Stark. Fa-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra.
Hulk throws down presents, which explode. Iron Man places envelopes with ribbons on them under doormats, in mailboxes, and on windshields. Iron Man takes a weight from sleeping She-Hulk and replaces it with an envelope. He adds a tiny wrapped box. Later, at the tower...
One last delivery. Heroes get presents tonight, too.
Santa hands presents to the team. Reptile last.
Reptile, thank you for saving me, for believing in me, for being my friend.
Reptile hugs Santa. Elsewhere, Rocket looks up at a new ship.
ship. And it's so beautiful.
He hugs Mrs. Claus.
I am Groot.
You're both welcome. Now let's take it for a spin.
At Santa's house, Thor and Ymir work.
Rebuild Santa's cottage? He has his power back. Why can't he do it?
Finish it, or we finish you, villain.
The elves train their arrows on Loki, who points his scepter at the house. On the tower's helipad...
So? What did Santa give you?
I don't believe it. It's the letter. My letter. The one I wrote to Santa as a kid. But I tore it up. It's impossible.
Nothing's impossible if you believe.
Iron Man examines the letter, and Reptile points upwards. Rocket and Groot's new ship descends towards them. It lands, and Rocket, Groot, and Mrs. Claus wave from inside. Later.
You have all given me something to believe in.
I am Groot.
That's kind, Groot, but we don't need any more presents.
Mrs. Claus gently touches Groot's cheek, and he grows tall, sprouting lush green branches and leaves. The team looks up.
Wow!
Yeah, Groot knows how to finish on a high note.
It's just missing one thing.
A day off?
Burritos?
Don't say hug.
Singing!
Groot, now a huge Christmas tree, stands tall on the helipad. The tower is bright in the night sky, snow falling around it. End credits roll over large snowflakes falling in the background. Marvel, Marvel Superhero Adventure, Frostfight, and the distinctive likenesses thereof are trademarks of Marvel Entertainment, LLC, and its subsidiaries, and are used with permission. Copyright 2015. Trademark and copyright, Marvel Entertainment, LLC, and its subsidiaries, all rights reserved. This film has been described by Deluxe, with funding from Walt Disney Studios Motion Pictures. Voice by Aaron Mazza. White block letters against a red field. Marvel.